The Edmonton Police Service, EPS, is mourning the deaths of two of its members, who were shot and killed while on duty earlier this morning in a West Edmonton apartment complex. At approximately 12:47 a.m., Thursday, March 16, 2023, EPS West Branch patrol members responded to a family dispute call in the Baywood apartment complex near 114th Avenue and 132nd Street in the city's Inglewood neighborhood. In a statement, EPS said upon arrival, the two patrol members approached the suite, and were shot by a young male suspect. At this time, all indications are that they did not have a chance to discharge their firearms. The two members were rushed to hospital, where they were both declared dead. This is an extremely tragic day for the Edmonton Police Service and our city, said EPS Chief Dale McPhee in a morning news conference. I'm deeply saddened to announce the line of duty deaths of two of our members that occurred earlier this morning. These officers gave their lives while trying to protect our community. I can't tell you how devastated we are with their loss. This is a time where we lean in and lean on each other. I want to reassure the public there is no further risk to our community from this incident, McPhee added. This is what police officers do every day, even when they understand the risks they face. We're grateful for their ongoing commitment. Edmonton Mayor Amarjeet Sohi added his condolences to EPS and its members, saying, "We hold you in our hearts and we mourn with you. As we speak, many police officers are on duty protecting Edmontonians, working to keep the community safe. Thank them for their service." Dead are West Branch Patrol Officers, Const. Brett Ryan, 30, with 5.5 years of service and Const. Travis Jordan, 35, with 8.5 years of service. The young male suspect died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. A female complainant from the suite was also taken to hospital with life-threatening injuries, where she remains in stable condition. The EPS Employee and Family Assistance Section have since been called out to assist the families of the deceased officers and other members of the police service. Gun violence on the rise in Edmonton. As dawn broke Thursday morning and yellow tape remained in front of a Baywood apartment building in Inglewood, community residents reacted to news of the officers' deaths. It followed a night of helicopters, sirens, and blocked access to the area. One resident, name withheld, said he didn't hear anything overnight, but in leaving for work, acknowledged he's worried for his child's safety and the extent of problems in the neighborhood. It's terrible. It's not what you want to hear. The police are here to protect us, he said. Public safety analyst Chris Lewis said gun and gang violence is up in Edmonton and across Canada. There's more prevalence of smuggled handguns coming into Canada and more use of them, he said. There's also the ongoing battle of a total lack of respect for human life. The situation in Edmonton today is a very sad commentary. Calgary Police Service and Prime Minister Justin Trudeau sent condolences to the EPS family today. In a tweet, Calgary Police wrote, "With heavy hearts we mourn the tragic loss of two officers killed in the line of duty. We share in the profound grief and loss of the fallen officers." In a statement, Premier Danielle Smith and Minister of Public Safety and Emergency Services Mike Ellis said the tragic deaths of two EPS officers is a reminder of the dangers police officers constantly face to ensure the safety of Albertans. Flags at the legislature are being lowered to half-mast.